Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 5 of Titus chapter 1. For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you would set in order what remains, and appoint elders in every city as I directed you. Namely, if any man is beyond reproach, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, not accused of indecent behavior or rebellion. For the overseer must be beyond reproach as God's steward, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not overindulging in wine, not a bully, not greedy for money, but hospitable, loving what is good, self-controlled, righteous, holy, disciplined, holding firmly the faithful word which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict it. For there are many rebellious people, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, who must be silenced because they are upsetting whole families, teaching things they should not teach for the sake of dishonest gain.
God has given believers spiritual gifts for the common good of the body of Christ. And teaching is an essential gift for church leaders, who must be able to exhort and correct while holding firmly to the Word of God. But this God-given ability isn't limited to church authorities. Other members in a fellowship are also endowed with this competency and are responsible to use it faithfully. The gift of teaching isn't characterized merely by the ability to speak eloquently, for there are many empty talkers who sound good but are spreading deception. True teachers combine good communication skills with diligent study of the Bible. In fact, they delight in deepening their understanding of God's Word and long to share what they've learned. Such Christians are organized and analytical in their thinking, as well as thorough and accurate in their explanations of Scripture. Have you been blessed with this ability? If so, God's intention is that you use it faithfully and carefully for the benefit of your church. And keep in mind both the privilege and responsibility inherent in the gift of teaching, as described in 1 Peter 4, verse 11, that whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking actual words of God.